This is the MF Cashflow Podcast with Mike Fisher. We pull back the curtain of real estate investing and share the secrets to building the life of financial freedom you've always dreamed of.
Hey guys, Mike Fisher here, MF Cashflow. You take the MF however you want. I'm going to use it as Mike Fisher or motherfucking Cashflow. Guys, I am super excited today to have Nicole Rhodes with me as a guest. Nicole is I've known Nicole for about 4 years-ish. If anybody knows me, they know I'm not the best with time. So Nicole and I met at a Dean Graziosi event in Scottsdale. And man, you know, she brings a shit ton of value. And I just want you to have the same value that she brings to everybody else and just plug into it, man. And I know she's super excited to share with you also about what's going on in her life. Her and I had a discussion yesterday, and I'm like, I thought it was just going to be like a 5-10 minute discussion. I don't know. It probably went on for like 40 minutes or something. Nicole, hey, I got to go. I got to go to this meeting. So, guys, this is awesome stuff here. And so, Nicole, I am super excited to share my audience with you, and I applaud you for taking the time here today. I know you're super busy, and I know I haven't seen you in a while, and catching up with you yesterday was super awesome. So tell me, what is going on in your life? Share with the audience.
Oh, Mike, I am so happy that you're doing this podcast. I am so excited for you. You do amazing stuff, and thanks for having me on. I am super stoked because I am finally being able to fully focus on what I totally love to do, which is helping entrepreneurs take their business to the next level and just blow it out of the water. So, yeah. I mean, you know, that's, or you and I were all about growth and giving back. And
right.
So,
Right.
Just learned so much over the years, and I've been studying with Tony Robbins, and that dude is on fire. And so learned even more, and just excited to be able to give back and help others to achieve the goals that they want it, that they want to get.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that really it stands out to me. And I think our whole conversation today could be based around it. Because that's how strong I feel about it, is that what gave you the freedom to do what you're doing today that you're so passionate about? You know, how did you get to that point to where you're saying, you know what, I've always wanted to do, you know, to help entrepreneurs and to bring it to a next level. But what brought you to that point? What gave you that freedom? And this is what really spoke to me, is getting that freedom to live your life fully, you know, to do what you want to do. And you've heard it said many people that have listened to me, to live fully, love openly, and make a difference. Like, and by doing what you're doing, you're rocking it, man. You're like, like seriously, to be able to do that. So, but what gave you that freedom? How'd you get there? And like, what systems and who did you have to touch bases with? What did you have to do? Like, what's your story?
I'm actually going to give you a slightly longer story than I even told you yesterday too. So our story, our pivotal point was in 2012. This date I do remember because it was pivotal. We lost our house to a short sale. We're in Florida, right? Beautiful waterfront townhouse, paid $555 for it. The one next door, identical unit, sold for $190. Crushing, totally crushing, right?
Yeah.
So we lost that house, and we realized we didn't know real estate. We didn't know anything. You know, we followed the prescription. I had my own business at that time. So did he. We just, the market crushed us, totally crushed us. And we said, this is not right. So we totally immersed and said, we don't want anybody to go through what we went through. Right. And so losing our house was really bad. So we learned everything we could on real estate. Got really active in 2012, did our first deal in November, and been totally focused on that ever since. Love everything about real estate. And then now, in the meantime, like back in 2012, I had to go get a day job, when they, and that's why I love entrepreneurs so much, because I've always been one at heart, but I feel like I went into corporate just for the stability. But now, and I know what to do wrong as an entrepreneur, and now I figured out what to do right. I just want to share that with everybody.
That's awesome. So what is it? Like, you hit the bottom. You and David hit the bottom, right? And
yes. Yep.
You've heard it said many times. We all have. Sometimes you got to hit rock bottom, man, before you come to the top. And I've seen so many entrepreneurs hit rock bottom and they come back like with a vengeance, man. And
yeah,
many people I follow have hit rock bottom, whether it was drugs, whether it was financial, you know, strain, whether it was a bad marriage, whatever it was, man, they came back with a vengeance. So you've got 7 years of buildup coming back with a vengeance that has brought you back to where you're at now. And that momentum that you got too, like that's, that it's just, it, David's got to be so proud of you. I mean, seriously, like, so what brought you, what vehicle or vehicles did you plug into to get where you're at in these few years?
You've got to invest in yourself. That's the bottom line, right? There's really, real estate is an amazing investment. Love it. And so passionate about it, but even more so, you've got to invest in yourself. Mm. And so,
how did you do that?
We started with seminars.
Don't hold back, you know? Nicole. Come on now.
Dude, we started with the free, you know, we went to the free 3-day seminar, and then they tell you, you know, oh, you know, get this extra training, whatever. And then, you know, they upsell you, right, to 25 grand. But of course they teach you how to raise the limits of your credit card so you can afford it, which is brilliant. Because our credit cards were not doing too well at the time. We were, you know, we were losing our house, right? So we were kind of maxed out. So we do it. Actually, it was a funny story, because David and I are both so supportive of each other that neither one of us wanted to say if we wanted to do it or not, because we didn't want to sway the other person. And so what we decided we were going to do after we went through this thing, because we knew it was going to be a big commitment, and we knew it was going to really strain us initially financially. So we took little pieces of paper and we wrote on the paper, yes or no, if we wanted to do this. And I'm not lying. And so we wrote it on a piece of paper, and then we switched, you know, we switched the paper, and we both said yes. And so then that was our new career. We were now in real estate, right? And
I heard this story. This is awesome.
So we started with that, and then when you do that and when you start on that path to growth, you realize you have to surround yourself with different people, and because your mindset starts to change, right? Mm-hmm. And so you want to start to talk about different things. You don't want to talk about, I mean, you know, you still want to go and have a good time, but it's not all about like, where are we going to go get our next drink or our next meal or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to start to have different types of conversations, like, well, how can I make my marketing better? And how can I structure this deal so it's more beneficial for everybody? You know, those types of things. And so then, I think it was maybe 13. I'm the same as you. I'm not good at dates. 13, maybe 14, somewhere in there. Then we joined our first mastermind. Mm. And then Dean, where you and I met, we started that. We were part of his initial group. And I think that was 5 years ago.
Okay.
And that's been the best one by far. So, but they've all been great, because you just surround yourself with different people, you know, and they say that you're the average of the five people that you spend the most time with. So you want to raise the bar and spend time with great
people. Absolutely. And that's the value of this, of these podcasts too, is to, you know, maybe you don't have somebody in your back pocket or somebody that you could just pick up the phone and call, but you know, I'll admit I get fed from YouTube, man. You know, I don't have people in my back pocket that I can call all the time. And even if I do, I still want to get other sources, because you're going to get, you know, takeaways from different people. Like I mentioned to you yesterday, just, you know, paying $5,000 or $7,000 for 3 days in LA. And that was just for that mastermind. And there was only like 30 people in there. And what I learned in 20 minutes, I don't remember I couldn't even tell you 99% of the crap that was said. And I don't want to call it crap, you know, it was all good stuff. Right. But I do remember that 20 minutes.
Because it changed your life, right? And that's all you need. You need that one thing, and it just changes your perspective, or it gives you a different insight, or whatever the case. And then you just run with it, and I'm sure that you more than made that $7,000 that you invested back 100 times on that one idea, right? So
at least, So your bottom point was really also your rebound point, going to that. Maxing out your credit cards. I don't know what you want to call it.
Yeah.
But you know, it's interesting that they teach you how to max out your credit cards. There's groups around here that will teach you that, hey, you can invest in yourself and take it from your IRA. Well, I'm more like, bitch, I'm going to go buy something that's cash flow from my IRA. I'm not going to go piss it away. I mean, I'm all about investing in yourself. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, it's different like, though.
My mentality is different. You know, it's just, I know myself, I hit bottom. I just went through my second divorce and I was like $46,000 in credit card debt. And I'm like, how the hell am I going to get out of this? You know, I'll admit part of that $46,000, a lot of the $46,000, most of it is me taking advantage of the market of where it was at. And I'm like, I want to buy more. How can I maximize and leverage right now? You know, was it the right thing to do? Hey, I couldn't tell you still today. Probably was. Because now I've got 80 some doors myself and, you know, just doing things like that, you know, you don't know unless you take that chance. You know, you and David took that chance. You both said yes on that piece of paper. I could totally see you guys doing this. So, you know, and both saying yes, like, you know, you got to say yes. You have to say yes.
You've got to take, you know, your best life is on the other side of your fears. And so it was a scary time for us back then. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And it has truly, I mean, that statement could not be more true for us. Like, we are absolutely living our best life now. And every day it's getting better. That's the cool part about it, you know? So
in moving forward in real estate, tell me about your first deal and kind of give me some, like a timeline, if you can, in these short years that you've had and where you're at today. And, you know, just to give people some, what I'm hoping is people are inspired to invest in real estate, to make a difference in their own life, and, you know, to be able to live their life to the point to where you're at now, you know, whatever that means to them. But man, to actually live your life and not be under the thumb of somebody. Maybe some people just like being under the thumb. You and I don't. But
right,
that, you know, if you're listening to this podcast, you can be inspired by both. But I'm telling you, like, to live your life fully, what does that mean? But give me a timeline, or give us a timeline of how you got there.
All right. So we lost our house June 2012. July, we went to the 3-day, the free 3-day. And then we went to, I think they called it boots on the ground, late July, early August. First deal was a wholesale deal. We got under contract in September, but then we couldn't sell it. We didn't have a buyer's list, you know, whatever. We got it under market, under contract too high of a price. But we stayed with it. And the way we found this deal, this was crazy. I have to tell this part of the story. She had this little, small, itty bitty for sale sign in the window of the house. Honestly, I did not know if she was selling the tomato plants that were next to the sign in the house or the house, right? It was a little sign. It wasn't like a big yard sign. It was a little itty bitty sign. And we pulled into the driveway and I was like, I think she's selling the house, but I can't tell. And you know, we're new, right? So we're like, whatever, you're just going to try whatever and call every phone number and stuff. And so we did, and she was really emotionally attached to the house. Her son died in that house, and it meant a lot to her. And so we developed a relationship with her. We couldn't sell it once we got it under contract in September, but because we had this bond with her, we just wanted to do whatever we could right by her. So it took us till November to figure it out and to sell it. And we wound up making $9,000 on that deal, or $9,500 or something like that, somewhere in there, which was huge for us because we had all this credit card debt, right?
So,
but that was our first deal, and that sort of set the stage with us. We're primarily buy and hold investors, even from back then, but we needed to do a couple wholesale deals just to dig out of the debt. But the relationship that we had with her, she's since passed away, but I'm still friends with her daughter now. I mean, it's crazy.
Oh, wow. Like, awesome.
Yeah. So it's, and that, I think that's why I love real estate so much, because you do, you know, you develop these relationships and you can see how you're helping people that are in tough situations. Yeah. Right. So it's really cool.
Right. Yeah. That's making a difference again, you know, and that's really cool.
So now where we are now, fast forward now, like I said, we're primarily buy and hold. So we're in Tampa Bay and in Alabama, I don't know, probably right around 75 doors, give or take.
Cool.
Moving into the multifamily space.
Okay.
Now. Yeah. So that's where we are today.
That's awesome. So have you, now you're considering multi, or you're moving into the multifamily, not considering, you're moving into it. What areas are you looking now into?
South and Southeast primarily.
Okay. Yeah. So what inspired you to get into the multifamily?
I think it's just the next level for us. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, I mean, partly, and we still love single family and we're still doing flips and some buy and holds, but the market's shifting. So it's, the flips, you've got to be a little more careful with.
Yeah.
So, and multi-families, I mean, you know, it's just another zero, right? And so I might as well have those zeros in my bank account. So,
Right. Yeah. I'm moving also more towards the multi-family. It's definitely a better model. I kind of
one
wish
roof. Yeah.
Yeah. One roof, one boiler, you know, one, all the way across the board. Right. So, I love it. Although, you know, hey, real estate has given me the freedom today to go out and live my life too, whether it's a single family or multifamily. But I have such an awesome team in place today that to manage over 300 doors and gives me the freedom to go out there to work on my business, not in my business, and to develop myself to be a bigger, badder, better person, and to go out there and make a difference and look into multifamily to, you know, to talk to people like you and bring value to others. So, but here you are 7 years-ish later and you've been with corporate America for probably, who knows, maybe seven out of the whole time
since then. Yeah.
And building your portfolio. David's out there grinding and, and you're doing corporate America thing. And actually, you got some pretty cool stories in corporate America, I'm not going to lie. So, did some amazing traveling, and I'm sure you're going to miss it on some level. But really, to get to the point to where you're like living your life to where you can bring benefit to others is really what's going to make your heart smile and your heart sing.
Absolutely.
And you could really, like, you know, go to a whole nother level in your life and that freedom that you have. So, Where do you see yourself in the next, you know, 3 to 5 years?
Wow, that's a great question. So just to comment on what you were saying, where you're at, you figured out how to you figured out how to create elite teams, right? And when you can harness and create like great teams like that, that's what frees you up so that you can work on your business and in your business.
Yeah.
And that's what I did a lot of in my corporate stuff. So I had like a team of 200 people. And so I really focused on that and really creating like empowered elite, I call them elite teams, truly. Hmm. And they are, and they achieve things that people didn't, we always had the toughest projects and we've accomplished all the stuff people never thought we could. Hmm. And we brought that into the real estate business. So like you, we could work on the business instead of the business. And so 3 years from now, I want to help as many entrepreneurs create those teams so that they can do the same in their life as humanly possible. So,
yeah.
I want to continue my traveling by doing like seminars and workshops and events and stuff like that, awesome. Just around and bringing it back. So that's what I see myself doing. And well, I see myself doing that in 6 months, but also
doing it right now. Come on.
Exactly. Right.
Right now. Come on, Nicole.
Yeah. So just bigger audiences in 3 years.
Bigger audiences. Yeah. And we're working on that as well. So, that's our goal here at MF Cashflow, to help other people to expand, and grow and be the biggest, baddest, best person possible. So, and hey, if it's not real estate, whatever it is, whatever your niche is, this is beneficial across the board. Building teams is important. If you don't have the right team, you're not going to, because I know myself, I got to like around like 27, 28 doors. And I couldn't go anymore. Right. I was like, I'm stuck. I'm out there managing everything. I'm out there doing all the work, all the maintenance on it. And I'm like, God. And then I just creeped over 30 and I was just like, oh, I'm exhausted. I don't have a life, And I'm like, how am I ever going to achieve what it is that I want to achieve? And just dug in there and I'm like, like you reaching out to other people that have that knowledge, right? So I heard a preacher a couple weeks ago talk about, the people that that you hang with. We've all heard that, right? Is kind of like the average. But what he was saying was that there's people that will take you down, right? And then there's people that will take you up. But he was standing on a stage and he says, it's like, the people that'll take you down or the people that down there, and you reach down and grab their hand, who's going to win? Are they going to pull you down or are you going to pull them up? Right. To me, the visual is that the person on the bottom is going to pull the guy on the top down. And unless he's like some powerhouse and the guy's some twig down below. But, the visual to me is like, you're going to lose, man. So set yourself up for failure. Hang around the people that will be there to help pull you up to get you where you want to go, and building the team like what you're talking about and you've been very successful at. And that's awesome. You mentioned yesterday, a lot of your teammates have written amazing letters.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's hard. I didn't think it would, it's always been my goal to leave corporate because it was filling that need, and I'm in IT. So, the pay is really good. But it's always been the goal to leave. But then when I actually gave notice and I told my team I was leaving, the outpouring of love and support it was really moving, and it made me like, oh, do I really want to go? But it's like we talked about yesterday. I feel like I have a bigger vision for myself, and I want to leave a legacy, and I want to help more people. And so, yeah, it's great. I can help a few hundred people there, or maybe even a few thousand, but I've got bigger visions than that. So.
And you're leaving a legacy to the people that, you just left in corporate America. They're still going to follow you. Come on, definitely. That's pretty awesome. It's pretty amazing. And it had to be, challenging for you. However, in your heart what is the right thing to do. And it's to look back, hey, my the choices you make today, in a year or 2 years from now, you'd be like, man, I'm glad I fucking made that choice, man. It was the best decision, but also the hardest thing, because everything you want is on the other side of fear.
Right. Right.
And to give up that's huge, that's massive. So yeah, I applaud you for that. That's freaking killer, man. So, I know you're doing the things that you have to do to get where you want to go and hanging around the right people. So you're cash flowing. You're out there helping people. You've got a very supportive husband, in 5 years from now, helping all these people, let's just stop for a moment and just do you see yourself expanding? You're at 70 some doors now. Do you see yourself at 300 doors, or what are your goals for in 2 years from now? Do you plan on staying living where you're living right now, or, I heard a few successful people say they write out their goals every single day. And I'll admit, I preach it. However, I don't do it. I'll write them out like 3 times a week, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's good therapy for me to do that because I can envision it and I'll take the steps that I have to take to get there and be like, okay, what can I do to move this forward? But like, are you doing things like that? What type of things are you doing? Where do you see
yourself? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. In fact, I read this awesome book.
Please do tell.
The Miracle Morning. Have you read that one?
I have not, no.
So it's all about like your morning routine. It's Hal Elrod, and he talks about SAVERS. So that's the acronym. So, and it's basically like you could call it a power hour or whatever, but it's like silence or meditation or prayer, whatever your jam is. And then A is your affirmations. V is your visualization. E is like light exercise, like light stretching or, you know, okay, yoga or whatever, not your gym time.
Okay.
R, that's separate. And then R is like 20 minutes of reading. And then S, the final S, is scribing or journaling. And so I've been doing this now for, gosh, most of this year. So maybe 6 months or so.
Yeah, yeah.
It's incredible. And I love it because what it does, so sort of to your point about like writing out your goals, it helps to set an intention for the day too. Mm. And then, and then if you journal at night, like, did I meet my intention for the day? And maybe if you didn't, it just makes you a little bit more conscious. Like, okay, well, if my connection was to connect, even, I mean, it could be personal, it could be professional. Like maybe I wanted to connect at a deeper level with my family. Well, maybe I could just send like a quick love text or something to my grandbaby, or, you know, reach out and call my mom, or, you know, do whatever.
Right, right.
Or I could send, or on the business side, I could, you know, think of a blog idea, or I can write one more email, or, you know, just do something. It might be 5 or 10 minutes,
yeah,
but just to keep the momentum and the intention flowing.
Right.
That's been, I highly, highly, highly recommend that book. It's really good. And I do think it's helped a lot.
So I think you ought to be writing a book, Roads to Success. Seriously.
I like it. Yeah, I like it. I can do it.
Yeah, yeah. So, Nicole, how do people get in touch with you?
Roads to Results. Roads like the scholar. Just hit me up. You could do Nicole@roadstoresults.com, or you could check out the website and there's a bunch of information on there. And do it that way, whatever. And it's actually, you can follow me on Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah, Instagram. Yeah. What's your Instagram?
Roads to Results. It's all the same.
I love it.
We've got a theme here.
I see that. I see it. Yeah. Keep it going. Keep it going. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Well, hey, I really appreciate your time. I just want to, like, if there's like one thing, like one tip that you could give our listeners, like that you yourself have seen the biggest results, and maybe you've already mentioned it, and that's okay, but I just want to know, I want them to know the value in that one thing that made the biggest difference in your life. And it doesn't have to be about business. It can be whatever it is. Just maybe it's that one thing in your personal life, whatever it may be. What is that one thing that has catapulted you into a whole nother sphere of whatever it is, your personal life, business life, you know, friends, whatever it may be? I know it's a very big question.
That's a deep question. Personal growth. That's the bottom line.
Personal growth,
investing in yourself and opening your mind up to different possibilities. Like, so many of us have limiting beliefs, and a lot of times we don't even recognize that they're limiting beliefs, right? So it could be something as simple as money doesn't grow on trees, or, you know, no pain, no gain. Yeah. You know, like sometimes those things can really unintentionally hold us back. And it's not until we become aware of it and we can let it go and say, well, no, I don't have to suffer to, you know, to improve, right? Yeah. I can if I'm not having fun, I'm doing it wrong, right? Like you could just change your mindset.
Yeah.
Just a little, just like little tweaks. And it's sort of like, you know, if you're going from London to New York, if you just move 2 degrees, you know, over the course of time, you'll wind up in Florida, right? So it doesn't take a lot to make a big shift, right? Yeah. You just have to know where you want to go and then develop yourself to get there.
Yeah, so, that's awesome. That's awesome, man. I agree with you 100%. That's where your focus goes is where your energy flows, man.
Absolutely.
And that's just massive. So, Nicole, I appreciate you. Thank you very much for
being awesome.
The MF Cash Flow. And I hope that people reach out to you and you can make a difference in their lives like everybody else. You know, the some of the key people that we know and that we've been part of and mastermind and all, like, wow, what a great team and just the group of people in the mastermind that we met. Awesome people. And I know just sharing, everybody just getting together and sharing their success stories and their failures and how they got out of their failures, just like you did, and making a difference in people's lives. So I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Oh, you are the best. And keep going with this podcast. It's amazing. And you are adding tremendous value. So
people like you. And tell David I said hi.
I will do it. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thank you. Have an awesome rest of your day.
You too.
Learn more at mfcashflow.com and follow Mike on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn.